You're listening to TPN Weekly.
TPN Weekly features the talented podcasters of the Tech Podcast Network.
Each week you get a new host, a new topic, in a whole new way. So get ready for TPN Weekly.
And hey, everybody, and welcome to TPN Weekly, episode number 93. I'm your host this week, Lloyd Hannison. I host a number of shows over at the Tech Podcast Network. You can actually find all of my shows over at vgpodcast.com, which is sort of a mini network that I put up to host all the shows. I'm a gamer from way back, all the way from the Atari 2600, pretty much owning every single console and handheld from that time all the way up to what we have now. And I just do a number of gaming related shows, which I enjoy because I like playing games and I like talking about them. So if you're into video games at all or just curious, you might want to check them out. I host the Nintendo Pulse podcast, obviously about Nintendo, the Nintendo Wii, the Nintendo DS, 3DS, and the new Wii U, which will be coming out next year. That was just announced at the E3 Expo by Nintendo. Also, I do the Touch of Gaming podcast, which is my iOS-based show. So it's news and reviews on anything on the iPod, iPhone, iPad, all of those devices. So anything on the App Store, anything gaming-related on the App Store, that is. And the odd apps will sneak in from time to time if something cool in the app universe basically gets our attention and we talk about it. That can be found there as well in the Touch of Gaming show, as I said. And also the XMB cast, which is my new show, which is on a bit of a revamp right now just because of some hosting issues. And that's a show basically on the PS3 and the PSP. If you don't understand what XMB means, that's the cross media bar, which is basically Sony's, I guess, user interface that they use across all the devices that have the icons sideways and then up and down. So that's the XMB cast. Not too many episodes on that one. As I said, it's going through a bit of a revamp right now as I refocus the show to something that I want to produce weekly. So anyway, that's a little bit about me. This, of course, is TPN Weekly, as I said, episode number 93. And this show basically exists to kind of let you guys that are subscribing know about some of the other Tech Podcast Network shows out there. So whether you're browsing over at techpodcast.com or you're watching some of the live shows at the Tech Podcast live stream, there's a lot of content and a lot of really awesome hosts and shows out there for you to consume. So hopefully through podcasts like this, TPN Weekly, you'll find out about a few of the more shows that are out there that you might not have known of before. It's just going to let some of the diamonds in the rough, so to speak, kind of pop out. Shows that you might not have heard of before will kind of jump out there and make you want to subscribe to them. And hopefully you'll want to subscribe to some of my shows just by listening about this one. So for this episode, since I do both the Nintendo Pulse and also the Touch of Gaming, I wanted to talk about something that really happened not too long ago in the Nintendo universe, which basically is, in my opinion, very it's basically, it happened because of what Apple is doing with their iOS app store. So basically wanted to talk about a really interesting thing that's happening, hopefully drum up some conversation, and maybe some of you guys will come over and talk about it on some of my shows as well. I love user feedback and love to play audio and video clips on my show, so we can basically drum up some conversation and just get a bunch of people that love gaming together. So we'll talk about that in a second. But before that, I just wanted to let you guys know that this episode of TPN Weekly is brought to you by Citrix and their Go-To Assist Express application. Really great service. I've used it a lot. I'm an IT professional, as I like to call it, for my day job. All this podcast and gaming stuff I do is kind of in my spare time when I'm not looking after my children or doing the family thing, I guess. But I've used Go-To Assist Express a lot. It just really simplifies what I do. So basically, there are two things that IT professionals and their clients have in common. They want the job done right, and they want it done fast, which is why I personally highly recommend Go-To Assist Express by Citrix for anyone in IT, even people that aren't in IT, people that just are basically the only computer user in the family that is called on to support every other machine. really great use for this. It puts clients at ease with its simple and secure remote support and puts you in a position to do your best or to do what you do best, which is access, diagnose, and resolve computer-related issues. Try GoToAssist free for 30 days. Just visit GoToAssist.com/podcast. To see how you can deliver live tech support to anyone, anywhere with GoToAssist Express. And as I said before, it's something that even people that aren't in IT can do. I know some friends who are, they're the person in their house that has to, or in their family rather, that has to support all the computers. Someone gets a new computer for Christmas, they have to go over, set it up. If someone gets a virus, they have to go clean it up. And I've recommended GoToAssist Express to a lot of them just so they don't have to make the trek across the city or even make the trek across the country. And basically only can do it during certain times of the year when people are traveling. This is a service that you set up, and basically you can remote access someone's machine with their permission, of course. You basically send them a link, they click it, and you are controlling their machine. Virus scans, defrag, uninstall or install applications to make things run a lot better. Really great product. I love it and I use it all the time. So I urge you guys to take advantage of this free 30-day trial to try GoToAssist Express free for 30 days. Just visit GoToAssist.com/podcast. That's GoToAssist.com/podcast. And as I said, to see how you can deliver live free tech support to anyone, free to them anyway, anywhere with GoToAssist Express. So thanks to Citrix for supporting the TPN Weekly. And as I said, they're a really great product. I love what they do. And I'm really glad that they've chose to support podcasters out there because we are really, we're the soldiers in the field that are really singing their praise for how awesome their products are. So thanks to Citrix. All right, well, let's get into this. So some interesting things have happened this week. When I record this, it's August 1st, Monday. It's a civic holiday here. I'm in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. So it's a holiday. And just some interesting things have kind of bubbled to the surface late last week. And I'm actually going to be recording a show of Nintendo Pulse later today to really delve into this a little bit more. But some interesting things have happened. First, Nintendo announced that their earning report was way lower than expected. Their stock dropped greatly, which was, I guess, not to be expected. If you haven't been following Nintendo for a while, you probably haven't known that it's basically a way for them to print money. when you see a Nintendo earnings report for the past few years, it is basically them reporting that they sold a billion Wiis and a whole bunch of 3DSs, and they made more money than they have bank account space to store it. And things have kind of dropped off over the last little while. The Wii isn't selling as greatly as it once was. It's kind of an old aging product. It's SD, it's like 480i is the highest resolution you can go to. So everybody that goes and buys a new high definition television or 3D television, some of the newer products that are out there, they don't want to hook up this old piece of hardware to their television because everybody at the Best Buys and Future Shops, if you're in Canada, are upselling them on, hey, get a PS3. It can do 1080p Blu-ray support, blah, 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 acronyms and catchphrases and buzzwords left and right. So Nintendo just really started to kind of drop off. Nobody was buying Wiis. Well, they're still selling, of course, but not like millions and millions a month like they were doing up until then. And then around the same time when the Wii started dropping off, Nintendo had announced that they're coming out with a new handheld system. So they have the DS. So this is the DSi, DS Lite, sorry, if you're watching the video that I'm going to put up of VGpodcast.com. This is the handheld that's been out for a while, and this is their biggest seller. They came out with the DSi, which is the one that has cameras, and then they came out with a couple other models of it or whatever. But then they announced that, no, we're moving away from the DS, and we're moving into 3DS, which is a Nintendo dual screen system that has a 3D screen on top without a glasses-free 3D screen. So if you are just standing in front of it, you can actually see the 3D effect because it has basically two screens that are separated behind kind of a prism sort of screen. So it directs one output to one eye and one output to another eye, which also means you have to hold it really close to you and in front of your face. If you move it off a little bit, it gets dark or it kind of fuzzes out a little bit. But they announced that was coming out. So everybody that was waiting for a new system or thinking about, oh, my 3DS just died or my DSi is not really happy with it, well, let's just hold on and wait for this new system to come out. So fast forward a few months, and DS's Nintendo 3 DS consoles started taking a drop as well because of this new system that came out. Anyway, the 3DS came out, and it was launched at what I called at the time on my podcast an absurd price point of $250. So Nintendo really made it big by selling affordable hardware and making money on it. So under $200 would get you a handheld system, and then over the years, as the system was out, they would drop from $179 to $149 to $129 to $99, which was kind of like the Uber price point that would sell thousands of these just from basically having them near the checkout at your electronics stores or your Toys R Us's. Nintendo then came out with a 3DS, as I said, at $250. And I'm a longtime Nintendo fan. I had the Nintendo Entertainment System, the first console, the Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64, GameCube. I've supported them with every single system. And even I had a problem buying this unit at $250. And it's not that I don't want to spend $250 on a game system. It's that I have an iPhone, which I paid $200 for. I have an iPod Touch, from which I bought for my family to use, which was $179. So that's kind of like a mass market sort of price for people that want to spend a little bit more than $100. $250 was a lot to ask out of people. At the same time, they also announced that when games were coming out, they were going to be not $30 to $35 like the DS titles. They were going to be $40 to $45. So Nintendo said, we're going to make more money on this console. We weren't actually making enough money to buy the moon yet, so we want to release another console that will allow us to then buy the moon. So they set these really high price points. And basically, the 3DS hasn't sold as well as Nintendo would have liked it to do. They just announced last week that they sold over a million units in North America, which sounds awesome until you realize that in previous months, they've sold a million DSs in 1 month. And this is a system that's been out for 5 or 6 or 7 years at that time. So it's not a huge seller. And the price point really was the sticking point. So after Nintendo's earning announcement, Nintendo the next day released a press release saying that they've realized the error of their ways, and they are dropping the Nintendo 3DS from $249.99 all the way down to $169.99. So that's an $80 price drop, and this is a console that hasn't been out very long. I mean, that's like $10 for every month that this system's been on the market. And that this will happen on August 12th, so in a couple weeks from now. So anybody that's had the system for a month or 3 months or 5 months, they've just taken an $80 hit because they were an early adopter. And that was, to me, when they announced that, I was just like, what's happening? I guess to maybe kind of smooth that out a little bit, Nintendo also announced, or I guess the president of Nintendo, Satoru Iwata, said that he's taking a 50% pay cut. So he'd usually get, in previous years, he'd make about $2 million a year because of bonuses and his salary. And he's taking a 50% pay cut. And then all the top execs across Nintendo are taking price cuts or pay cuts of 20 to 30%. So I guess that's kind of nice, but you're already making $1 million, Mr. Iwata. I don't make $1 million, and I paid $250 for your console. And now you're saying that people that are buying new can get it for $80 less. In their press release, basically they said, for anyone that is on the fence about buying a Nintendo 3DS, this is a huge motivation to buy now, said the Nintendo of America president, Reggie Fils-Aimé. We are giving shoppers every incentive to pick up a Nintendo 3DS, from an amazing new price to rapid fire successions of great games. So they've really kind of seen their error in their ways, charging too much for this console, and they're really saying to themselves that if we don't sell millions of these, developers are not going to make games for this, and consumers aren't going to buy it because there's no games. It's kind of like it's a circular kind of thing. It's an ecosystem. So developers make games once a console has sold a lot of numbers, so that people will then have the console to buy the games, which will then cause more people to make games because there's a lot of people to buy the games. It's this big circular thing that happens in the gaming industry. And it's just not happening with the 3DS right now because it's not selling very, very well. Anyway, when people were kind of up in arms about the $80 hit, they just had to read a little bit further in the press release. And what Nintendo's going to be doing is everybody that has bought a 3DS up until now and connected it to the Nintendo eShop, which is their online way to purchase content, games, and things like that. Basically, anybody that has done that before August 12th or I guess August 11th at midnight will eventually receive 20 games for free. So that's 10 NES downloadable titles and 10 Game Boy Advance downloadable titles. Some really great games too. From NES, you're going to get games like Super Mario Brothers, which was like the original hit on the Nintendo Entertainment System, and The Legend of Zelda. Everybody loves Zelda that has played it, so this is the original Zelda will be coming out. And then on the Game Boy Advance front, apparently these games are not going to be made available to the general public in the future. They say they have no plans. Of course, those plans are going to change right away, because why would you not put a game out there that's going to be sold and make Nintendo money? And those are games like Mario Kart, Metroid Fusion, WarioWare, Super Mario Advance, some really awesome games. They've only announced 5 of each of the systems, so we only know of 10 games out of the 20 that's going to be coming out. But to me, this makes me happy. I mean, I bought a 3DS because I love Nintendo and I love their products, and the ability for me to get 20 games for free is kind of cool. Although, I mean, that's going to hurt them because I'm not going to be buying games from them because I'm going to get 20 for free. So I don't know. This is a very big gamble, and I guess sort of like, people aren't buying the console. That's what really made this happen. But I think it's more so the fact that developers out there, like the Capcoms and the Konamis, they're canceling titles left and right. There's a bunch of Mega Man games canceled, and some other companies have canceled some of their games that were in progress, just because they see that 830,000 people bought the 3DS to begin with, and now it's creeping close to 1 million. They're saying, well, that's only 1 million people out there that can buy our game. So at most, if everybody that owns a system in America, there's over a million sold in North America, but in America, there's only 830,000. If everybody buys it, that's 830,000 copies we can sell, or just over 1 million when you look at all of North America. Games on bigger consoles sell 10 million. If you look at Call of Duties, they sell an ungodly amount of these consoles. So now you're seeing developers that are shying away from it. Anyway, I've talked about this a little bit and just kind of let you know things that were happening. I mean, free games, price drop, 3DS not doing so well. And I can't help but look to my other podcast, my Touch of Gaming podcast about iOS, to kind of see the reason why this is happening. I mean, on my iPhone, I can go on my, I can go into the App Store, which is built right in. You don't need to pay for it. And if you have a cell phone, if you have the iPhone, I mean, you're online at all times using your data network. And I can look on the App Store, and I'm actually doing it right now. I'm going to look at the top 10 games right now. So games like Angry Birds, Zombie Gunner, Cut the Rope, a whole bunch of different Angry Birds games. All these games are available for like $1 or $2 or $3. You don't have to spend a lot of money to have a lot of fun on this device. When I look at some of the games which are on my shelf just behind me on my 3DS that I paid $45 for, I could buy a lot of titles on my iPhone. They might not be as good or as polished, but if I could buy 40 games, that is a lot of fun to have on a device, even if they're not as good as, say, a Mario or a Zelda title from Nintendo. So I think this is the real reason why Nintendo's hurting right now. You're getting a lot of parents out there that instead of buying a new DS for their kids are asking them to buy them an iPod Touch or an iPad or even an iPhone. I have kids. I have my son's 5, so he's not at that point yet. But when I'm at his school dropping him off in the morning, I see like maybe 8 or 9 year old children that are running around with cell phones, like iPhones, which just to me, that blows my mind why I'd want to give a super expensive piece of equipment to my kid to bring to school to lose or drop. But there are parents that are doing it. And this is the device that is really taking it to Nintendo and making Nintendo realize that they're not the king anymore when it comes to portable gaming. I mean, with my iPhone, it's a GPS, it's a game system, it's a telephone, it's a text communication device. It does a lot more, and it's always in my pocket. I have a game called Tiny Tower, which I play 15 times, 20 times a day, because it's a quick pick up and play. You play your turns, you put it away. You get a text or you get a little pop-up warning when you can do more stuff in it. And I don't need to bring my DS with me anymore. There was a time when I always had my portable game system with me. I don't have it anymore because I have another portable game system with me at all times, which is the iPhone. So interesting things happening in the industry right now. I think the next couple of years are really going to tell you a lot of what consumers really want and how consumers want to consume products. If you look at the Nintendo eStore right now, downloadable titles from like Game Boy. So that's the original 1980s two color, or I guess it was four color grayscale system. There are games for that, which are selling on the Nintendo eStore for $5 and $4 and $3. When I can go and pick up a title for 99 cents from Electronic Arts when they're on sale, or a game like Order and Chaos on my phone or my iPad, which is essentially a World of Warcraft clone. And I could play World of Warcraft on my portable device, or a game like World of Warcraft on my portable device, for 99 cents because it was on sale at that point. Even when it's not on sale, it's only around $7. And I could have 50 hours of fun for that small chunk of price, instead of buying a portable game off of the eShop from Nintendo. So I don't know. Nintendo really has to kind of look at what they're doing and kind of look at the market. Over the last year, they've really been harping on the point that games are valuable and they're worth money and people need to get paid, and that they're not out to cheapen game development as an art or as a business. And I appreciate that. I'm all about developers getting paid. I wouldn't want anybody to work for free, because I don't work for free. But you look at big game development companies that sell a million copies on the iPhone because they're 99 cents. It's a lot easier to get a lot more people to buy your game on a platform when you're only asking for a dollar. And they make good money. I mean, Angry Birds has sold, like, what is it, 40 million copies across all the different devices. And while not all the platforms, they're making money. Like, there's a Chrome browser extension, there's the Android version. A lot of them are on the iPad, which is $2, or the iPhone, which is 99 cents, or other devices. And the people that make Angry Birds are making millions of dollars selling a game, where if they had released this on, say, as a downloadable title on the 3DS or even the DSi before, they might have sold 10, 15,000 copies and really not made that much money. So I appreciate what Nintendo has to say, but I don't totally agree with it, to tell you the truth. So anyway, that's really what I wanted to talk about today. Was really talk about the kind of the shift in what's happening with portable gaming. If you like hearing about this type of stuff, I do urge you to go on over to vgpodcast.com, sign up to the master feed, which gets all of my shows, or just sign up to Nintendo Pulse or the Touch of Gaming show. I record my shows live, a video, so you can watch the video as we record it over at vgpodcast.com/live, and also over on the Tech Podcast Live channel. So you can check either site for kind of show times when I'm going to be out there recording my show. And I urge you guys to check it out and give me feedback. You can head on over to vgpodcast.com, click the contact us at the top of the page to send us an email. You can email me directly at vgpodcasts@gmail.com, or you can even call our voicemail line. We have a voicemail line, and we do love to play audio-based voicemails or even video clips as well. But you can do that at area code 505-VG-PODCAST. You can call it, leave a voice message, or you can just record something on your computer, either audio or video, and shoot it to vgpodcast@gmail.com. So anyway, that's all I have for you today for the Tech Podcast Network TPN episode, TPN Weekly, rather, episode number 93. Again, my name is Lloyd Hannison, and thanks for listening, and hopefully I get to hear from you guys in the future by responding to one of my shows over at vgpodcast.com. So thanks, everybody, and we'll talk to you soon. What outro music am I going to play? Because I kind of did two shows, didn't I? How about we play you the Touch of Gaming outro?